Hello and welcome to Hyperactive Imagination, a high voltage channel for creativity. I'm Anita Steubenroth, and in these bite-sized episodes, I'll be giving you a sonic high five. That's a 5-minute audio short on topics that light me up from the inside out. Enjoy. Sometimes ideas aren't personal. Have you ever encountered an idea that visits you, sort of knocking on your mental door while you're busy doing something else, something quite important, something that shouldn't be interrupted, something that is a priority, and that idea is knocking? And you say to yourself, not right now, come back later, or not this year. This happens to me a lot. Plenty of ideas. Ideas are not a problem. Ideas are never the problem. Bringing them to life and prioritizing, those are my challenges. Those are my lifetime struggles. That is what I am learning in this lifetime as a human. But it's fascinating, the idea of ideas and the way that they work. And if you imagine them as visitors knocking at your door, it's not too hard to also imagine that that same idea might be knocking at thousands, millions of doors at the same time. There's a reason why inventions pop up around the same time all across the world. There's a reason why plants, as they evolve, find their way to producing some of the same chemicals again and again and again across different entire family trees. The example I'm thinking of right now is so many different fungi producing psilocybin. They found some reason that it's a benefit to the ecosystem. It's an idea knocking on the DNA of that plant. I've lived this experience where an idea wouldn't leave me alone. And I said, not right now, or I'll think about it a bit. I won't put it into action. And then within 6 months to a year, I see the idea in the MoMA catalog. The specific idea I had while I was pulling weeds in my backyard was, why isn't there a way for potted plants to drink as much water as they want? I can't read their minds, can't read their roots. I am just learning how to keep plants alive. Why can't they just drink what they want? It's not a far leap from there to imagining a terracotta planter sat inside a clear glass planter filled with water, and the roots can drink as much or as little as they want. Had that idea, thought about it, thought about all of the challenges of manufacturing things, and talked myself out of it. And 6 to 12 months later, I saw it in the MoMA catalog. And there are beautiful moments when that happens. I didn't feel bad, and I didn't actually produce it. I was glad that idea found its way to life. This happens all the time. There are plenty of ideas I have that I know that I am not going to realize because they're just other ideas that speak to me more. But I would be happy to give those ideas away to someone who will do something with them. I will share one that is silly that I swear to God I would be ecstatic if somebody actually brought to life. A flushable sink. We have flushable toilets. Why doesn't our kitchen sink flush? How much water do we waste taking that wand and spraying around the edges to let all the debris and gunk and stuff go down the drain? What if you could just hit one button and flush? Kohler, you can call me. I will give you this idea. As long as you give me the sink, that's all I ask. What ideas are knocking on your door?
Thank you so much for listening. Want to send a high five back our way? Please leave a review as you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you have ideas, stories, poems, or more you'd like to contribute to the show, please record a message on our Pod Inbox hotline. Go to hyperactiveimagination.com and tap the floating red button that says leave a message. We want creative community to be at the heart of Hyperactive Imagination, but we don't want a Facebook group, and we don't want to make assumptions. Help us build the community you'd want to be a part of. Complete our type form in the show notes and tell us what you're looking for. We want to build it. I've loved giving you a high five today, and there's much more to come. See you next time on Hyperactive Imagination.